Welcome to Business Beyond the Mic, where we join Carly Van Heerden, CEO and founder of We Edit Podcasts, and her guests as they step behind the mic and deep dive into the business of podcasting. What does it look like to create, launch, and sustain a successful show? How do you find the right guests? And how to successfully build and monetize a podcasting brand? They're uncovering how others got started, unpacking the challenges they faced along the way, the strategies they used, and discovering just how they did it. So you can too. This is Business Beyond the Mic. Together, let's uncover the art of podcasting.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Business Beyond the Mic. I'm your host, Carly Van Heerden. Today on the show, we welcome back none other than our resident guest, Jenna Horn. Now, for those of you tuning in for the first time, Jenna is the content director at We Edit Podcast and my go-to for all things words. During this episode, she joins me as we dive into the topic of monetization for your podcast. We go over all of the different strategies, our best tips for starting a brand podcast, and how to pivot when you get turned down. This episode is jam-packed with everything that you need to know to create a successful monetization strategy for your show. So without further ado, let's get into it. Hey everyone, and welcome to another special episode with our resident guest, Jenna Horn. So Jenna, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back.
So with the Irish spirit and St. Paddy's Day around the corner, we've officially dubbed March the month of money. Because you know what? Everybody wants to know about how to monetize their podcast. So today we're going to get into all of that.
But before we get into all of that, it must be said that podcasting is not a get-rich-quick scheme. You have to have a few things in place before you can actually successfully monetize. It's not going to happen straight away. It's a process, but there's three key things that need to be in place before any podcast monetization strategy is going to work.
Right.
So you need to have, first and foremost, you need to have quality audio and quality content. Successful podcast monetization cannot happen without that. You also need to have a consistent publishing schedule because consistency is key. And then, of course, you also need to have worked at building a loyal community around your podcast. This is the foundation of any sort of success in podcast monetization. It does not have to be a large community. No. It just has to be loyal. Mm-hmm. Now we can get into the different types of podcast monetization options there are.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, the classic ads for your show. So dynamic ads are great because you can insert and swap and change on your old episodes, new episodes, depending on where you are partnered at the moment. Then, of course, the classic sponsorship. You can get someone to sponsor a specific episode or maybe even your whole season so that they can have like a packaged approach. And then, of course, you can also have something like Patreon or any of the other paid content type of things, or private podcasts for subscribed members, exclusive content that way.
And you also have affiliate marketing, which is another successful one. And then one of my favorites is merchandising. So if you already are a branded podcast, which we can get into in a bit, you open yourself up to branded merch, but also podcast merch. Mm-hmm. And that is a particular favorite of mine. And then also hosting live events, which has so many options in it. You could do a live recording of your podcast.
Yep.
You could do meet and greets. You could do panels, workshops. All those kind of things are opportunities for podcasters to offer something that their listeners pay for, and they can come meet you, interact with you, and it's a great way to monetize your podcast.
Yeah.
But it also does depend on the type of podcast that you are and the kind of audience that you have.
Yeah.
So those are key takeaways for that. Not every podcast monetization works for every podcast.
Yeah. So on that note, if we're thinking of the different types of monetization, let's look at number one, branded podcast. Somebody that has a really big brand, someone has a loyal following, an audience that's been with them for ages. And I mean, I'm even thinking of influencers, other people who are big on YouTube or
Instagram
everywhere. Yeah. If you haven't started a podcast, you know, we love working with branded podcast people who just should actually seize that opportunity because they have this incredible audience. A podcast is a great way for you to monetize more, advertise, sell courses, any of those things. So yeah, if you're not taking advantage of podcasting, 2024 is your year. This is actually one of our predictions for the year, is that branded podcasts are going to be big. You know, celebrities are doing it. Everybody is getting in on it. So if this is your year, and it should be, get in touch with us. We can help you expand your brand. Now, not everybody has this incredible big brand. So Jen, what are some of the things that I like to call methods for the most, or the average podcaster, what can they be looking into for monetization?
So from a point of finding success starting out early with podcast monetization, we would say that you could do the ads as a podcast monetization mm-hmm. method, or sponsorship. Mm. These are kind of the ways that most podcasters kind of get into monetizing. Yeah. And it's great for a couple of reasons, because there's no extra content that you have to create. Yeah. You're just kind of capitalizing on your show. And it works, again, like we said, with any type of podcast, because you have your niche and you can approach sponsors or ad partners within that niche.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, remembering like the affiliate marketing, if you already are somebody who's a digital creative, somebody who's working online with email newsletters, so mm-hmm. ConvertKit and all that, become an affiliate to them, put it on your show. I mean, we've mentioned it in previous episodes of Business Beyond the Mic, so mm-hmm. check that out, especially with Abigail. She mentioned it all. So check out that episode for more on affiliate marketing and using that to monetize your podcast. But yeah, that's something that you don't have to do any extra work for. You're already using the product, so your audience trusts you, know that you use it, and it's an easy way for you to add that into your show.
And again, you don't have to have a massive following. You don't have to be getting 1,000 downloads per episode. It could be 500 downloads. The key is that loyal audience. But it's all good and well us telling you that these are the greatest ways that you could monetize a podcast. But we do not gatekeep here at Business Beyond the Bike or on the Podcast Digest. And so we want to actually show you how you can approach those ad partners, those sponsors, to be able to try and convert those into successful podcast monetization strategies.
Yeah. So now let's look at strategies that you can actually put into practice today. So the first one, obviously, is your audience. They are the reason that you are there. They are who you serve, who you are teaching. They come to you for your advice. So the easiest thing to do is even poll them and ask them, what do you want to see more of? What collaborations do you want to see? What partnership would benefit you listening to the podcast or in your daily work? Mm. If your podcast is about camping, then there's so many things that they would like to see, but specific to your audience, it can be anything, right? Mm. So if you ask those questions, poll them, that's the best way to start.
Mm. When it comes to finding brands that you're going to have the most success with, no question is off limits in terms of understanding your audience. We always say, no matter where you are in the podcasting journey, understanding your target audience is so important because it helps you answer so many questions.
Yeah.
And that's why no question is off limits. Think about the problems they have, who they follow on Instagram, the type of leisure wear they wear, or whatever the case may be. No question is off limits. And it just helps you find a really broad base of potential ad partners and sponsors.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we can take that even further and look at your niche. So Jen, what type of things can they think about when monetizing in within your niche?
So again, think about the target audience that you serve. Think about businesses that serve the same target audience. If, like we said, leisure wear, think about those companies that are offering great options for that. Branch out into the niche that you serve in your podcast and think about businesses, big or small, brands, big or small, that are serving the same target audience.
Yeah.
It's super helpful because, again, when you go to approach them, you kind of stack the odds in your favor because you're showing them that you serve the same target audience. Yep. And there's more likely to be a yes, because obviously their product is what your audience is after.
Yeah. And I mean, if you've done the polls, you've asked the questions, then you've got hard data there. So you can show them, hey, this is what my audience loves. I see your audience is similar to mine. Can we align your brand with my podcast? And it's actually quite a seamless way to transition into a sponsorship or an ad partnership that way.
You can take that even further and look at aligned niches, because again, in terms of reaching a target audience, if a brand is looking to expand, you can say, hi, our target audiences are similar, maybe not the same, there's an overlap, and it allows them to reach an even larger target audience.
Yeah.
And who doesn't want to do that?
Right. I mean, think of that example that I used earlier. If your audience is campers, but what if there's a hiking brand and they want to tap into those camping, that camping market? So if it's somebody who loves to camp but also likes to hike, then this brand would be perfect because you have a similar audience that can overlap pretty seamlessly. But yeah. And now we can even expand that further and we look at a bigger thing, your network or podcast network. So these podcast networks, that there are some great ones that popping up, especially like HubSpot. And you can look at my episode with Ashley Menzies Babatunde. She speaks a lot about her experience with HubSpot and using the network to grow her podcast, because they provide like a safe space for you. They give you connections, other podcasters to draw from. They can be like your stepping stone into great partnerships that align with your podcast. Yeah. So your podcast network option is a really great one for finding the right sponsors and ways to monetize your show as well.
Taking that further, right? Let's take that to podcast events and podcast conferences.
Right.
So many of those are actually bringing in brands who are looking for podcast sponsorship, because it's no secret that brand ad space on podcasts are in huge demand.
Right.
If you go look at the stats with that, the amount of turnover and the ROI on that is pretty massive.
Yeah.
So there are brands that are looking for podcasts to put ad space on. So show up to those events, find the right people. Again, focus on your values, focus on your niche, focus on your podcast mission. Find those brands that are there, align with them.
Yeah.
And you could have a potential sponsor right there.
Absolutely. And don't be scared to connect with influential people at these shows. You can check out Podcast Digest. We have a list of the shows coming up or the events and the conferences. So yeah, definitely dive into that. And then you can find a way to connect in real life with other podcasters, with those brands that are coming to these conferences and these meetups. And yeah, you'll be on your way.
Before we move on, I want to jump in with what I think is a really underappreciated place to start looking for sponsorship or ad space on your podcast, and that is other podcasts and your circle.
Yes.
Because again, remember, when you're starting with monetization, it doesn't have to be massive.
Yep.
Small steps are still fantastic steps. So other podcasters might not be able to offer you massive deals, but they open you up to new target audiences. Mm-hmm. You open them up to new target audiences, and you're in the same boat. So you make those conversations a lot more simple because they understand where you're coming from, and you can work together to find options that work for both of you.
Yeah.
And then the other key place to start looking is your circle.
Yeah.
Think local. Think, obviously, you might have friends, family members, past colleagues that could possibly sponsor or sponsor episodes, sponsor season, or do ad spots.
Yep.
But small businesses are a massively under-targeted place for podcasters because we don't realize the influence that those small businesses have. And
local area.
Local area. There's a fantastic story of a South African guy, Nick Hammond, who goes to try and find the best burgers or best other kind of food in South Africa. And recently he mentioned a small sort of burger joint up in the country, and they've had incredible turnover just from that mention. So you can offer that to small businesses. Say, look, my audience love what we're putting out.
Yeah.
They're loyal to me. They're supportive of me.
Yeah.
And they'll love what you're doing.
Right.
Place an ad on my podcast and let's see what I can offer
you.
Fantastic opportunities.
Yeah,
untapped.
I love that. Supporting local. And that's gets down to our first point about knowing your audience. If your audience loves finding the best burgers with you, they're going to love if you find these unique spots that nobody else has tried. So yeah, I love that point. Now, of course, we know that sometimes your sponsorship monetization journey doesn't always go as planned, especially if you're a brand new podcaster starting out. You might actually get turned down. Now, Jen, what do you do if you get turned down for asking for sponsors?
I think the key thing is to not let that stop you in your process. Again, that's why we recommend using the points that we did to try and build up a huge database of potential sponsors that you could approach, because you're just stacking the yeses in your favor.
Right.
But if you get turned down, our sort of motto is you either win or you learn. So my first point is to ask the person that you approached, what could I have done differently to have converted this to a yes? What do I need to do for my show? What do I need to do for my audience? What do I need to do for this pitch that I brought you? What do you want to see from me? So ask them, be open with them. That's the best way to learn as to why it didn't maybe go according to plan. But I think the key thing is you win or you learn.
Right. And you can dig into that a little bit with them. If you're asking, what do you want to see from me? It's not only just that, it's what's important to them? Yes. What do they value? Yes. So is it the downloads? Is it, you know, the type of content that you're putting out? And then maybe you might find out, hey, this probably isn't the right sponsor for me. So that's a great way to kind of eliminate them off the list, or, you know, find ways, hey, I can easily improve this, or even turn back to your podcast circle and see, hey, who can I team up with to make my pitch even stronger for this brand? And then find ways to have partnerships that way. And then, yeah, like you say, stack the yeses, find ways to improve your podcast that way.
I think that's the key thing in it. And that, like we said, you either win, you learn, nothing's a loss.
Yeah.
One thing I want to jump in and say here, if you do get some no's, don't let it deviate you from who you know your audience wants. Yeah. Don't suddenly go to somebody who's offering easy access to ads, but they don't align with your audience's values. They don't align with your show value because you're going to lose your audience then. So again, go back to your list, refine your list, but stick to knowing, approaching people who have the same values as you, who align with your podcast niche, and who have the same goals and mission as you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't be discouraged.
Yeah, and this goes back to what we said in the beginning. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. Mm-hmm. So if you're in it just to make money, starting a podcast just to make money, then you have to reevaluate that. Obviously, it's great. It's a benefit. It helps you have that longevity in the end. But if this is what you want to do for long term, stick to your why. Find the right things that align with your audience, with you, and yeah, it'll make it so much more easier. You don't feel like you're compensating for something. You're just not compromising on your values, on your mission. Everything will work out just fine. Now, obviously, there was a lot of information in here, so definitely check out everything in the show notes. And we know this is a big question for podcasters because it can be super daunting if you're just starting out, or if you're already established podcaster with a great audience, you might be overwhelmed just by the requests that you get. So who do you say yes to? Who do you say no to? But I think just stick to the basics thing. This is just trust the process. It is a process.
It's a process.
It requires strategic planning. It requires you to be to persevere and just like go through the process, make sure you have it all lined up and stack those yeses.
And there's going to be some no's, and that's life. And no's are actually just a learning curve.
Yeah.
Like we've said time and time again, and it's really something that we want to onboard. You either win or you learn. Don't get discouraged at the no's.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this has been an incredible episode, and I hope that you found some great value out of all of these points. And we just wish you so much luck on your podcasting journey, monetizing your podcast. And Jen, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for having me again.
And we will see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Business Beyond the Mic with your host, Carly Van Heerden. We love having you join us on this journey of uncovering the art of podcasting. If you found value in today's episode, we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a rating or review and let us know what resonated with you or what didn't. Your feedback really helps us make this podcast the best that it can be. And be sure to connect with us across all our social platforms. Join us again next time as we step behind the mic with another amazing guest and dig even deeper to uncover the art of podcasting. Until then, see you next time. This is a We Edit podcast production.